All right. Lots to get to today. Sports, stuff, you name it. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, R-E-A-L. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday. Do things a little bit differently here. When you call, text, tweet, write your name in the ponding on the freeway. Put odds on it. What are the odds we're going to have fun today, Hoffman?
I like to hope so. It's a slow sports day.
It is a slow sports day, and those are usually more fun.
Yeah. Just to let you guys know, these are the top stories on ESPN.com right now.
I always like doing that sometimes.
Just to let you know how lame sports are today. Young Yankees fan hit by foul goes to hospital. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, so that's huge.
Neshek rips Greinke for alleged autograph snub. So, like, a pro baseball player asked another pro baseball player to sign some baseball cards. And he said no. Which, if you're a pro baseball player, it's like, okay. How about, whatever. That's weird.
Yeah.
Vikes Bradford. Knee injury not due to contact. Raging Bull boxer LaMotta dies at 95.
Good run.
R.I.P.
I'm sure he'll be in death today, but that's a good run.
Division II cornerback Grays dies from in-game injury.
Okay.
Wide receiver Pryor tells Rams safety to avoid knee shots.
Hmm.
Yes.
That's it, huh?
That's it. That's the sports world today. That's the most important things ESPN feels we need to know about sports.
Okay. Which one of those do you want to discuss first?
Oh, and Eddie Lacy opened up today. Now that Eddie Lacy's probably going to get cut because he's basically useless.
Yeah.
Eddie Lacy opened up about how he feels when people make fun of him for being fat on Twitter.
I feel for him.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Well,
that's your sports options for the day.
Okay.
I did promise you an update on conjoined twins, Abby and Brittany. We will get to that at some point.
Cool. We'll have Beth in the 6 o'clock hour, so okay. There'll be sex talk there.
That's not much sports, though.
No, it's not very sporty.
I don't know. Zhong, are there any sports that you think we need to really dive into today?
There's a couple of things. They got some Redskin on Redskin hate.
Okay.
That we can get to. There's Jerry Jones and Tom Brady.
Okay.
A couple of tidbits here and there.
Which of those do you want to dive into?
I don't know. There's just nothing. I thought about that all day today when I was putting together... When I was putting together this show, I was like, boy, this is one of those days where people are going to complain that we are not sportsy enough.
See, we were really sportsy yesterday.
We were.
And I did an extra hour of gambling sports.
And ideally, we're supposed to balance it out.
Right.
But there's really, I mean... Some days the sports god giveth, some days the sports god doesn't.
But see, that's the beauty of our job is we have a sports god and we have a stuff god.
Yes. And that's what I like.
Yeah.
But we're going to be so stuff today that people are going to say, where's the sports? And I don't know.
I tell you what, I have some sportsy texts already. We can just answer them right away. What are the odds the Astros catch the Indians by the end of the season?
How far are they back right now?
1.5.
I'll go 25%.
I'll give them 35%.
Okay.
What are the odds Eagles win their division?
I'll go 30%.
What are the odds Kevin Sumlin gets fired before the season ends?
I'll go 60%.
What are the odds the Seahawks beat the Titans? Trying to figure it out for my pick'em league.
That's a coin toss to me. I'm 50-50 there.
A friend of mine was talking about betting the Seahawks money line. I'm kind of like, if you're going to bet them, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
What are the odds for the first time in history the Major League Baseball will have 4 100-win teams?
Ooh. Now, that's a good one. That would be the first time ever?
Yeah, I'm just reading the text.
You're buying into what that
I'm going to go ahead and buy into it, because usually the early what are the odds guys.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it's the ones after 6 o'clock that have been drinking you can't trust.
I'm going to go the percentages are low. I'll go maybe, because I think it's going to be tough now for the Astros to get there. And I think it's going to be tough for the Nationals to get there.
Man, the Dodgers are still sitting on 95 wins, even with all those losses.
Maybe, no, they're at 96.
96,
now.
Yeah.
Maybe tough for them to get there. I mean,
yeah, everybody kind of forgets about the Nationals in the NL.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good team. They're gonna be heard from.
I'm going to say it's more likely even that there's no 100-win teams than there is 4.
Okay.
I still think the Indians are going to get there.
Right.
I mean, they're playing so great, and they've already got 94. They'd have to go 6-5 down the stretch, and that would still get it. So they'd have to go under 500 in their last 11, which seems really unlikely right now. But yeah, I don't think there's going to be 4 teams do that.
What are the odds Adelaide Bird is a future guest on the Blitz?
No, 0%. I don't want to hear from her. I don't like her.
Yeah, she's off that UFC card too, right?
Yeah, she should be. She should be off every card.
Sports, what are the odds Xavier Suafilo ever becomes a good player?
0%.
0%.
I've told you that a long time, Fred. I don't believe in this guy.
I'm going to go 0.1%.
Okay. Y'all can have that guy. Listen, if his stock goes through the roof, if he's
He might become a better one.
If he's Apple and I just don't see it, and I'm giving away stock for pennies.
I think he's AOL.
Okay.
And the Texans are SOL when it comes to him.
Yeah.
So...
But even AOL was hot for a little while.
Yeah, that's actually the first thing I invested in early on, and it exploded, and then I sold my stock, and then it disappeared.
I think he's like something that no one would ever buy stock in.
I'm not even sure his parents would buy stock in him at this stage.
Yeah. He's like...
Remember when Arian Foster was selling stock and how that worked out?
He's like barbed wire sex toy stock.
What do you think?
Nobody ever wants that.
No, he would be a penny stock. Xavier Suafilo would be 1 cent.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever happened to that thing where you could buy stock in players? Boy, I'm glad I told you guys not to buy Arian Foster stock. But I also told you, don't buy stock in players, period. Don't play that stupid game. It's probably out of business by now.
Keith wants to know, is that Native American hate crime or Washington football hate crime?
I don't know.
He wants to know, odd Sean Payton gets hired by the Texans or Aggies if fired. Sean Payton will get another NFL job.
Yeah,
It may be the Texans.
I don't think Sean Payton's headed to college.
No. What are the odds Jong has to keyboard cat 2 callers for complaining about non-sports? I'll say 0% because the reality is, see, we're giving you sports this first segment.
This is very sportsy.
We're taking your sports and going with it. So... Beeks wants to know, what are the odds AJ will respond to my tweet from last week about who to start on my fantasy football team?
Dude, listen, the truth is I get 500 a week.
Yeah.
People asking me who to play on their fantasy football team. I don't see them all. I don't see every tweet that gets sent to me. I don't have like a personal assistant who goes through and combs through my tweets for me. It's just me. I'm just a regular human.
Maybe you should hire one.
Well, Fred, I'm not management like you, okay? Well, I'm a lowly employee here who I can't afford things like that. So I'm going to go. I apologize if I didn't see who to start on your fantasy team. I get literally every week I get hundreds of this guy or this guy.
Yeah.
And what do you think about this line? So I can't answer all of those questions on Twitter, and so I'm sorry.
I talked about this
a little bit. I'm a horrible person.
Well, I talked about this a little bit yesterday. I try to respond to as many as possible. If you tweet during the show and you tweet both of us and AJ answers, I won't respond to that because there's no reason, or I'll try to respond on air. But if it's during the weekend, man, or if it's at night, I'm not trying to be a dickweed here. I'm just trying to, I'm trying to have a life outside of this. And I kind of think after 7 o'clock, unless I'm on there tweeting and making fun of stuff. And then on weekends, I'm trying to disengage a little bit. Now, obviously when the Texans play, I'll be writing stuff and I'll tweet that out, but it's great, man. I love that there's so many people that want to, that want opinions and stuff, and I love helping out whenever I can. But the reality is I can't be married to Twitter 24/7.
Yeah.
It's just, I'll probably be on Twitter a lot when my wife's out of town because I'll just be staying home watching TV and tweeting about stuff.
Right.
But, So, there's a hockey one. Odds the Edmonton Oilers make it to the finals. I want to see an Edmonton-Toronto final. And then Toronto wins in 6. There you go. That's your hockey.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Todd says, wait, Fred doesn't reply to me personally? I think I just did.
See? Right?
Yeah, see? There you go.
It's usually just Fred gives his Twitter account to Juggalo Trey.
No. That's not going to happen.
That's who should run AJ's Twitter account.
Yeah. Juggalo Trey?
Yeah.
He's more of a fit for AJ.
That's a good idea.
Because AJ's his favorite.
Juggalo Trey can just start, he can start giving fantasy advice and gambling advice. That's the way to do it.
You know how much hate you'd get for that?
I really like the Titans this week. Diego, what are the odds Rex Ryan has some insightful commentary during this week's games? Boy, I hope somebody sat him down and said, dude, you need to prepare. Because he was bad. I'll go with 2%. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. I have good news for people like us when it comes to women.
All right.
We'll tell you all about it when we return. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Guys, if you ever thought you'd love to start over and work with computers, maybe you are working out in the heat, or maybe you're just not making enough money, or maybe you hate your boss, whatever the case, it's not too late. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career because it's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career will get you trained for the high demand field of IT. And you'll start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get what you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. I'm in a good mood today. Today's the first day in about 2 weeks where I didn't have to mess with too much on Sports Map.
Are you done with that?
Almost.
Yeah, I saw Fred today working furiously, feverishly on his computer. And I said, oh, you over there sports mapping? And Fred said what I've been wanting to hear him say now for I don't know how many months he's been working on this damn project. He said, no, I'm prepping for the show. And my heart smiled, Jong. It made me very happy. I was a very happy man today.
Your heart can smile?
It can. When Fred says that to me, it makes my heart smile. When he doesn't tell me He said, no. I thought he was going to say, doing some stuff for sports and stuff. I was going to, my heart was going to frown. Today, he said, I'm doing some stuff for the show. Oh. I wanted to hug Fred.
Now, to be fair, usually what I do is I'll go in the morning and find all the stuff I want to do. And I spend a lot of time on that. And then I always come back around, you know, 3 and see what I've missed and then add stuff. And then Jong adds a bunch of stuff so I don't have to. He's been doing a great job of that lately. But, you know, today, it's the first time in a while where I've actually had more time after 3 o'clock to just go and find stuff.
Now, I like it.
There wasn't any stuff. I mean, you already read the sports. But Crystal says, I was in Denver this weekend for the Cowboys-Bronco game. They have a, quote, smoking section at Mile High. Thought of you. Thank you, Crystal. I would be one of those people. If you could go and burn one, I would do that. My neighbor told me he had to fly to Colorado on short notice. He had to go to Denver, and he was asking about getting edibles back. So I gave him your advice on how you did it.
What did you tell him?
I told him like get some of the mints and buy some Altoids and mix them up.
Oh yeah,
in there.
Yeah, that's a good way.
That
to
was
do
one.
It.
And if he gets gummies, get some real gummies and bury them in the middle, which is kind of what you told me you did.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I hope he doesn't get busted. But
I don't know that I'm that clever. But
that was pretty smart.
I mean, it seems like that's just like your natural instinct.
Well, that's what I would do.
Yeah,
probably. But I wouldn't even try. I get good enough stuff here. I don't need to try to sneak stuff back.
Boy, Fred, it's illegal to get drugs here.
No, it's not. But it's not. Well, it's not legal. It's kind of like online gambling, but you don't get busted for it.
Okay.
It's decriminalized, unless you have more than 4 ounces, in which case.
Then it's criminal.
Yeah, but it's funny, man. When we were in Vegas, I was going to go and get a bunch. That stuff is expensive. It's ridiculous how much you're
paying
charging.
That upcharge on the strip.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not really off on the strip. It's over by UNLV.
Oh, okay.
Well, of course it is, right? College.
By campus. Yeah. That's a good spot for it.
But, I was going to wander over and get it, and I went online, started looking at their prices, and it's like $60 for half a gram for their cheapest crap. I'm kind of like, I'm not going to pay that. Better than that at home.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. Lamont had one you responded to, the odds of Altuve hitting 25 and winning MVP.
I mean, he's got 24 now.
Yeah, I think he's going to hit the 25th.
I think it's 100% he wins the MVP.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
maybe 99%, and that 1% would be if the Angels somehow make the playoffs, which I still don't think they will, but if they do make the playoffs and it's on his bat, like they make it because of him, like he just goes crazy, then maybe Mike Trout.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
I honestly feel like Jose Altuve's locked up the MVP.
And deservedly so.
I think so. If you'd asked me at the All-Star break, I thought, when everyone thought he was leader of the pack, I thought Aaron Judge was leader of the pack. Because the numbers he was putting up, and let's face it, that's the first thing people look at, is how many home runs did you hit? You're the MVP, how many home runs did you hit? You know, and at that time, Aaron Judge looked like he was going to hit 60 home runs in the season.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he was like top 3 in every triple count, crown category.
Right, right. He was, at the time, he was batting well over 300. And
then after the All-Star break, he took a month where he just tanked. And Jose Altuve, like he does, stayed steady and kept putting up good, strong numbers. And Jose Altuve is never going to be a 100 home, or he's never going to be a 50 home run a year guy. You know, he's probably not going to usually be like a 120 RBI guy. It's just, that's not his game.
No.
But what he is he's a guy who's, his floor is very, it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
A bad Jose Altuve season, I used to say the same thing about Ichiro. A bad Ichiro season is still a pretty damn good season.
Yeah, a bad Jose Altuve season is .324.
Yeah.
And his power numbers have continued to increase. And frankly, I think if he can get to I'd love to see him get to 30-30. I don't think that's going to happen. But, man, he's having a nice season.
He's got the
31 steals. He's hitting almost .350. I think he wins.
I think the most interesting – discussion is who wins the National League MVP, because there's three great teams in the National League, three teams that everyone talks about, the Nationals, the Dodgers, and the Cubs. I don't know that any of them have a legit MVP candidate on those teams. I mean, you could make an argument for Max Scherzer if you wanted, or Clayton Kershaw, but you know,
Kershaw missed a lot of time.
Yeah, though. He did. Well, his numbers are still fantastic. I think Scherzer or Kershaw is going to win the Cy Young. The Cubs, I mean, maybe Chris Bryant, but his numbers aren't nearly as good as they were. Really, the two best numbers-wise guys, Giancarlo Stanton and Joey Votto. And Joey Votto plays on a really bad team. Giancarlo Stanton plays on a not much better than that team. Neither one of them is going to make the playoffs. You know, it's hard to...
You want to hear the odds from Bovada?
Yeah, I would like to hear that.
Giancarlo Stanton, plus 150 is your favorite.
I hate giving the MVP to a guy on a losing
team.
Well,
how about this guy? Because even though his numbers aren't as good as Stanton's, Paul Goldschmidt, plus 300.
I think that's a reasonable choice.
Team is good, and I love that guy.
I think Nolan Arenado is a good choice. The problem for...
Get plus 700 on him.
I think the problem for both those two guys, Arenado and Goldschmidt's season is kind of getting overlooked now because J.D. Martinez, since the trade,
has been nice.
Is like the best player in the National League, but he spent the first half of the year in the American League. So it's tough for him because they're teammates, and then Nolan Arenado's got another teammate, Charlie Blackmon, who's like just as good as him damn near, although not, I mean, Nolan Arenado might be the best defensive player in baseball, and he's a great hitter, but there's nobody I feel like who's a lock.
Yeah, so Stanton plus 150, Goldschmidt plus 300. You have three guys at plus 700, Bryce Harper, Arenado, and Votto. And Charlie Blackmon plus 1,200, Anthony Rendon plus 2,000, Corey Seager plus 3,300.
Stop there. That's too high.
Your American League odds, Jose Altuve minus 200.
That seems about right to
Mike Trout plus 275, Aaron Judge plus 700, Jonathan Schoop plus 1,200, Carlos Correa plus 2,500.
Yeah,
he missed too much time.
Too much.
Man, I kind of feel bad for Correa. He's doing all this stuff to help flood victims, and you know, he's doing the bed thing that I was out there for the other day. And Puerto Rico's now getting slammed, his whole family's there. It's just that sucks. You could tell it was affecting him too when they were talking to him about it.
If Giancarlo Stanton hits 60 home runs, I think that's sort of the magic number. I think that might win him the award. Otherwise,
That's a pretty amazing season. But it is hard to consider you the most valuable if your team is not good.
Yeah,
but Andre Dawson won it 1 year with the Cubs when they were bad.
And to me, the MVP in order of importance, winning season in order of importance, basketball is number one.
Yeah,
if your team didn't make the playoffs in the NBA. There's zero. I would never, ever in a million years give you consideration for the MVP. I mean, there's none. If you can, because everybody makes the playoffs in the NBA.
Yeah.
Then NFL, and then Major League Baseball. And the reason why is because, in that order, you have less personal impact on your team's success.
Right.
I think it goes NBA. You can have personal impact.
Yeah, I think you have more impact in the NBA than you do even as a quarterback in the NFL. But that position's pretty damn important too.
Yeah, but if you're a quarterback, what quarterback is ever not making the playoffs and still in the MVP race?
Right,
it just doesn't happen. If you're that great, you're making the playoffs.
Exactly.
And then baseball, you get to where you can put up some amazing numbers. And the other eight guys around you just might suck.
Or your
you
pitching don't have staff any pitching. Might be awful. Yeah, and there's nothing you can do about it. Wow, 850 says, sister sent me edibles. They melted into one, and I thought that was it. At 10 times the recommended serving size.
Yeah, that's what I did in Colorado. That was a bad move for me.
What are the odds weed is legal here in the next 5 years? I don't think it's going to happen in 5 years. Although, it seems to be there's more openness to that than there are things such as like gambling.
Oh, yeah, because that makes... you know, that puts money in some pockets around here.
Yeah, and I'd like to see it. You know, I've been an advocate for a long time, and I think it should be legal. Just like I think sports gambling should be legal. But, you know, you can't get everything you want in life.
Even is it New Hampshire or Vermont that has those parlay cards?
I think it's Vermont.
I would play that.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Like you pick five teams, you got to hit the
parlay. It's Delaware. It's Delaware.
Delaware, okay. Yeah. You got to hit five teams, and you know, like if you what are they, like $5, and if you win, you get $100 or something? Like yeah. Even just casual stuff. That's like playing the lottery ticket. I'd be okay with that.
Diego says, what are the odds Adelaide Bird thinks Sergio Dipp is the best announcer of all time?
I don't know. Who did better at their job, Adelaide Bird or Sergio Dipp?
Ooh.
Sergio Dipp.
You think so?
Yeah,
because it didn't affect the football game.
That's true.
Well, it didn't affect the fight. If she'd had it 115, 113, would we be saying anything?
When they interview Adelaide Bird post-fight, she said, from where I sit, the way I see looking at it, it was excitement for Canelo and happy for Coach. Like, that's what I heard. That was Adelaide Bird's post-fight press conference. Nobody heard that. I heard it.
Hmm. There was Sergio Dipp tweeted out a photo after the Broncos beat down the Cowboys of Vance Joseph on the sideline smiling. He goes, see, he's happy.
Yeah, he's excited.
Really, really, Sergio?
Yeah, I told you that. He was excited.
At least he's having some fun with it.
Yeah. All right. Water damage can be hazardous. It can be dangerous for homes or businesses, guys. It can cause damage to your foundation, create short circuits in the electrical system, and it can lead to biological pollutants. A quick assessment of the damage will prevent any additional loss, reduce restoration costs, and reduce the growth of mold and other contaminants. That's why it's so important for a trusted local contractor to take care of the cleaning, demolition, and mitigation of water and flood damage. Call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions to get started. 713-465-0400. They can start removing all the drywall, floor, and cabinetry that's been damaged by the flooding. They've got 400 state-of-the-art fans and dehumidifiers. They've got the ability to dry out areas of any size. If you just think it just sitting there by itself is going to dry it out, that's going to take a long time, especially in this humid climate. You need this equipment, and that's what they've got. And they're going to help assist you through your claims process with your insurance provider. Their personnel are trained with industry-leading science on how to prevent and minimize damage, and they specialize in applied structural drying. They can help you on residential and commercial, and they've got all the training and equipment that you need combined with the latest technology to remove all the water damage materials effectively. In your time of need, you're looking for a local name you can trust. Well, you found it. Allied Outdoor Solutions. Check out the Harvey Restoration page at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Happy birthday, ESPN 97.5. We're 10. If you thought we were degenerates before, wait until we hit puberty.
Hold on to your butts.
Hey, guys, gotta tell you, if you want to play, mybookie.lv has you covered. Football season's here. Games are going to crank back up on Thursday. We've been talking about lines all week. Well, check out mybookie.ag. And get your money in there. It's an industry-leading website, best place for you to cash in on all the exciting sports action. In-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, plus a user-friendly mobile site, which is awesome. Join now. They're going to match your deposit with a bonus of up to 100%. You can start winning big today. And if you're tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal, there's nothing worse than that, right? They'll be more than happy to take your money. Don't want to give it to you? Well, it doesn't happen with mybookie.ag or LV. You can go either way. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Give them a call, 844-900-BETS, or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at mybookie.ag. Sign up today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I'm getting all this advice of where I should have gone in Vegas to get weed now. So, also, just a couple things I want to mention. My good buddy Lawyer Dave is here. And we'll be talking about LawyerDave.com quite a bit here in the next few months. But good to see him. And Kirsten, who does a lot of good stuff around here, I love that she brings us these calendars that tells us where we're going to be. It makes life so much easier. So Thursday, we're at tight ends, which is it Webster or is it?
It's like in between Webster and Dickinson.
Well, no, it's not. It's north of, I mean, Dickinson's farther south.
I just call everything near League City.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Well,
that's
like Dickinson's like an exit away from tight ends.
Okay, well, I don't know.
And like League City is like an exit before tight ends.
No, I think you've got it too far south.
What is?
I think you've got tight ends too far south because we went there when it was the other place.
Yeah, I think it's around 96, I think.
It's 45 south between Houston and Galveston.
Yeah, yes. That's perfect. And then we'll be at the Big City Wings Highway 6 location on Friday, myself and Jerome Solomon.
I didn't get invited to that.
Well, that's because you're not here.
I know.
You chose not to be here.
I know.
So you going to do more barbecue? Is that what it is?
No.
Okay.
Something much more important.
All right, fine. And then we'll be in Beaumont next Friday, the 29th, at Luke's Ice House. So there you go. Okay, I promised you this story. I think you're going to like it. A study was basically trying to figure out which kind of guy gives women the best orgasms. Is it business guy, intellectual guy, smart guy, funny guy? The winner? The funny guy.
Of course.
Yes. In a new study published in Socioaffective Neuroscience and Psychology. I love how they give them these titles so it sounds like it's really important. 103 single women answered a series of questions on their sex lives, how often they orgasm, and what types of men they're attracted to. The results revealed that basically it was related to their partner's income, self-confidence, and how attractive he was. But orgasm intensity was also related to how attracted they were to their partners. So basically, rich guys are the best, but then funny guys do pretty well too. So the sexiest personality trait a man can have is a sense of humor.
I agree.
And how funny a dude
that
is.
And rugged good looks like mine.
Now, see, I don't have that. I got a pretty good sense of humor. I'm not you because you're the funny guy and I'm the smart one, even though you're pretty smart and sometimes I can be funny. But no, I don't have the rugged good looks.
And I'm going to give you another study that'll make AJ even more attractive.
Oh, good. Bald?
Yes.
Oh,
there's,
yes.
There's a study that just came out. I feel like we get this study once a year, but this study says that the bald men are seen as more attractive, scientists say.
I agree with that.
So the researchers at University of Pennsylvania, hair is greatly overrated. Apparently, that's what they said. Scientists found bald men are perceived more attractive, confident, and dominant.
So the bald guy finds that one.
Yeah. The team asked both male and female students to rate series of photos in all three of those categories. There are, they say men without hair, whether neutral or shaved, were the clear winner. The students also thought bald guys were at least an inch taller than those with luxurious locks. So, there you go.
Oh, they think bald guys are taller than they really are?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So, there you go. So, nice, funny, and bald.
Huh. That sounds like me, except for the nice part.
Yeah. Well, here's the six key characteristics that women have that leads to the best orgasms for women. Number one, humor. Okay, I got that. I feel pretty good about that one. Number two, attractiveness. Okay, not so good.
Well, if you shave your head, maybe you get more attractive.
Maybe so. I don't know. I've been bald before, and it's not pretty. I'm not pretty with hair. I'm not pretty bald. It's what it is. Number three, creativity. I got that. I feel I'm pretty damn creative. Number four, emotional warmth. I don't really have that.
I'm not great at that.
No, I mean, I'm not quite a robot, but I don't get emotional about anything. Number five, faithfulness.
I'm great at that.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Number six, body odor pleasantness. I bathe quite a bit.
Jung, how do I smell?
I don't know.
Noticed a foul odor from me?
I don't sniff you.
Have you ever noticed a foul odor from me?
No, I have not, but again, I don't.
That's good.
I don't really smell guys.
I smell guys when they're stinky.
Yeah, well, there is that.
Yeah.
I tell you what, there have been a couple times when you came in after the gym when you didn't have a choice and you couldn't, because for whatever reason you couldn't shower.
Yeah.
But that's natural. That's acceptable.
And normally, you guys are acting like this is gay, but I mean, You know when a guy's got BO.
Oh, well, yeah.
You don't have to, like, go around.
No, but I'm never going to tell, like, man, you smell good today.
One time I told a guy that I was a jiu-jitsu partner of mine. I was like, his gi smelled really nice, and he had good hygiene. I said, hey, you smell good. That's nice.
And then he rolled around on the floor with him?
And then this is while we were rolling around on the floor.
Grappled.
Which that could be construed as a little bit gay. But I didn't care because I wanted him to know that I appreciated that he cleaned himself, because there's nothing worse at jiu-jitsu than someone who has poor hygiene or feels like, oh, I don't have to wash my gi this week. That's when it's really bad.
Wouldn't that be kind of an advantage?
It could be. Some people use it as that. But I don't like that. Should be used only in a fight.
Did either of you mount the other?
I don't think there was any mounting.
Okay, just checking.
Now,
so I've only got two of these, two and a half of these. I'm not liking my chances. Humor and creativity. That's it. Body odor pleasantness. I do bathe quite a bit.
Bad BO or overly drenched in, like, Axe body spray?
Well, that's annoying, but I'd take that over BO.
Yeah, and the Axe.
The worst is when you try to cover BO with Axe and it doesn't work.
Well, Axe not so much, but guys who wear just tons of cologne, now that's gross. And we got a heavy dose of that while we were in Vegas, because there were a bunch of dudes just wearing a ridiculous amount of cologne. And I can't smell very well because I've got sinus issues. If I smell your cologne, it's too much. Just like, let's make this fair to both genders. Ladies, if I smell your perfume, you got way too much on.
Okay.
And usually, you don't need that anymore. That was from, like, the 1700s when people couldn't bathe as much, so they had to cover it up.
Well, I'm not really a cologne guy.
I'm told it's League City, John. Dickinson is the next exit.
See, that's why I just tell you, everything's League City.
Yeah.
That's the safe bet.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in, we'll squeeze in a couple calls next segment, perhaps.
All right, guys, football season, it's back. We're in it. We're in the thick of things, but it's not too late to get closer to the game you love with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 Pick'em contest. It's totally free to enter. Pick'em's the newest way to play 1 Week Fantasy Football, and drafting your team is faster than ever. They've organized players into 8 tiers. You pick one player from each tier, and you're on your way. It's quick, it's easy, it's fun. The best part is you draft a new team every week with no commitment. Get to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. That's promo code Houston for your share of $100,000 in total prizes. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try it? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Brother Bear says, what are the odds a coworker walked inside the office reeking of vodka and Axe? Smelled like roach spray. I was always told if you're going to drink at work, that vodka was the best thing because it doesn't have the alcohol smell that, say, whiskey does. I don't know. Because when I drink at work, we're telling people we're drinking at work. And Bubba says, Fred, did you see your boy Akeem Hunt got elevated from the Chiefs practice squad? I did not see that, but...
good for him.
Yeah. Been saying all along that guy can play.
Yep.
All right. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Let's grab a call. Is that Cam? What's up, Cam? Hello, Cam.
Sports,
Cam. Sports.
Yeah, so I know Andrew Luck has been hurt with a shoulder injury, and I wanted to know if he missed a couple of more games, and Jacoby Brissett gets hot. What are the odds of them keeping Jacoby Brissett as the starting quarterback?
0%. 0%. Andrew Luck's like the second highest paid player in the league. Yeah. He's not there to hold a clipboard.
Nope.
And I mean, Jacoby Brissett looks like he's a nice player. He's a valuable guy right for them right now. But Jacoby Brissett's ceiling is not near the ceiling of Andrew Luck. So
he's a backup quarterback.
Yeah, he's a nice thing to have right now.
Yeah. And but yeah, 0%. That's unless Andrew Luck only has one arm, in which case he won't be activated.
Right.
Or he won't be out there. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Did you see that Bleacher Report wrote a story? And the headline is, Ed Oliver is the best player in college football, and he's not the only one who thinks so.
Okay.
He's damn good. I don't know about the best player in college football. I mean, he stands out because he's so good on that team. I think if you put him on Alabama, he'd still be great, but he wouldn't stand out as much because he'd be surrounded by a bunch of other guys that are really good.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who I feel like is definitely a better player than him. And it with him, it's hard to tell because most of what we see of him is going to be against guys that aren't nearly on his level. If he were playing in the SEC, would he look as good? I don't know.
I think he would. I mean, he's done it against he looked great against Oklahoma. He looked great against Louisville. And, I mean, he dominated those guys. So, but, yeah, doing it week in, week out at that level is a different animal. Yeah, we always talk about that.
So it's almost like apples and oranges to compare him. And well, it's apples and oranges anyway to compare him and a guy like Sam Darnold.
Right, because of the positions. I bet he goes in the top five of the draft, though.
I would guess that's a fair guess.
And if you're a top five guy and he's still got another year to go, you're certainly in the conversation, I think. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who I feel like I could say is definitely a better player than him, and I don't know that there's anyone that I feel like am just certain is a better player than him. I think he's special. I think it's fun to watch him.
Yeah, and it's so cool to have him at UH, to have a player like that.
Yeah.
Just because these guys do this way too early, I found a 2019 NFL mock draft.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of see. They have Dexter Lawrence of Clemson ahead of him, third. They have Jacob Eason of Georgia going first.
Oh, yeah, he's not even eligible for the draft yet, is he?
No, not until 2019. He's only a sophomore.
That's so funny.
Okay, these guys don't have – you've got him 12th going to the Raiders. I bet he goes higher than 12th.
Well, I bet the Raiders aren't picking 12th.
Yeah, I don't see how that works. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You know, just get back to that Altuve thing. That's going to be pretty cool to actually have one of these guys win an MVP.
Yeah.
I know people get caught up in that like it's more important than the playoffs.
It's not, but it's still cool.
Yeah. Somebody asked, what are the odds Fred's related to my old high school teacher, Patrick Fowler? Yeah, that's my brother.
There you go.
Yeah, he'll probably show up at tight ends.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Yeah, because the family usually makes the trip whenever we're down there. Do you also consider the SEC the best conference? I'm going to go with it's funny because I don't know why I was listening to Danny Cannell on Sirius the other night. And he's been, I've been saying this for years. At the SEC. It's like, yeah, you're finally right after a bunch of years. But he's made his career by bashing the SEC. I don't think it is the best conference right now. I think Alabama may be the best team. But who's second best in that conference? Georgia, maybe?
Maybe Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, maybe. But, I mean, are those teams as good as – well, it's hard to say what Florida State's going to be without the quarterback, but they're still pretty good.
Yeah.
But those teams, I kind of think there's a – A&M is not very good this year, and – you know, Vanderbilt.
Well, I don't know if LSU's any good.
LSU just got
I don't know thrilled. How good Auburn is. You know, a lot of teams that we're used to being really good are just kind of right now. I would say I'd probably not put the SEC number one right now. And it all depends on how you grade them. If it's like, well, who's got the best teams?
Right.
I mean, who's got the best?
I don't care about your bottom four teams.
Okay.
So, I mean, every conference has four teams, basically, that they're just garbage.
Okay.
So, basing it on your top eight, who do you have as the best conference?
I'd probably have to say the ACC.
So I think you can make a case for the ACC because...
I think you make a case for the Big Ten, too.
That's the other one I was going to mention. I don't think the Pac-12 is quite at that level.
No, they're not there yet.
And especially with Stanford being down.
Yeah, the Big 12 is definitely not there.
Yeah, Big 12 is not even in the conversation.
But it's those, I mean, those three conferences are the ones you've got to consider.
But yeah, I think you can make a pretty good case for the ACC, and you can make a pretty good case for the Big 10 as being better right now than the SEC. And I don't think that's been the case. I know last year we tried to create that narrative and it wasn't really accurate, but I think it may be this year. I think you can make a case for those schools.
Well, here's the other thing.
For those conferences.
Just like we were saying, well, I don't know how great this team is. I don't know how great this team is. Who would you say is the second best team in the ACC right now?
I don't know, but I'm not
crazy about Louisville. I mean, Louisville's got they've got one player that I think is special.
Yeah.
And that makes them look a lot better than I think they really are. And I don't know what Florida State is going to be without a quarterback.
Right.
And quite honestly, we've seen Florida State play one game. Other than that, we're just giving them the nod on reputation.
And we've seen Miami play one game, so we don't know. I think Virginia.
The other undefeated teams in the ACC right now, Duke, Virginia Tech, and Wake Forest.
Yeah, I actually think Virginia Tech's pretty good. I think I think that coach is doing a great job there. That was a good win over West Virginia. So, yeah, I would probably go Virginia Tech right now. I need to see more out of Miami and Florida State. That's just one game you just can't judge. But, you know, you look at the Big Ten where you've got Penn State, and I still think Ohio State's really good, and Michigan, Wisconsin, all those teams. I mean, that's a pretty good superfecta there with those four.
Yeah, and then the SEC, I mean, Alabama's undefeated. Mississippi State's undefeated. The other undefeated teams, Georgia, who, I mean, they beat Notre Dame, which is a nice win,
yeah,
I guess.
On the road.
But is it a great win? Texas beat Notre Dame last year, and everyone started bleeping each other's bleeps, and then it turned out to be nothing. Vanderbilt's undefeated, and I've said what I think about Vanderbilt.
Play a really good defense, can't score.
Vanderbilt's played now three games and given up 13 points, which is, I don't care who you're playing, that's impressive, but they're horrible on offense. And then the other one is Kentucky, and I'm not buying that yet.
Yeah, so, they're not good.
You know, we've been sold for years that Tennessee's about to be good, and they're not. Florida's another team that their offense is so atrocious that I can't consider them a good team. So I don't know.
Nick says Pac-12 has the best quarterback play. I think. Yeah, well,
I agree with that.
That's
a different conversation.
You got two guys that are going to go probably 1-2. And both those guys, Washington State, I mean, the quarterback play there is really, really strong.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, all right. Well, we'll keep rolling along here. We'll get to your phone calls when we come back. We'll keep talking sports. Remember, it's What Are the Odds Wednesday. A lot to go.
All right, guys, it's football season. Your boys are coming over to barbecue and watch the game, and you're thinking, man, my floor is dirty. Well, it's a great time to get your carpets and tile floors cleaned with Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning. Get the fall special for a limited time only. Dirt-Free will clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase over $120. The free room can be carpet or tile. Don't miss out on this deal. The other guys, they leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that'll trap the dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not Dirt-Free. They're going chemical-free. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning your upholstery, floors, even your air ducts without those unhealthy chemicals. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do one room free with any purchase and throw in that free speed dry. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
To Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.